Unit 5. Experiencing Literature.
We are all, in our own way, storytellers. Throughout the ages, the best of our stories have been recorded and stand now as literature. A great novel, play, poem, or epic saga is a mirror unto ourselves, a reflection of our humanity.
He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Chinese Proverb.
Section 1. New Words and Ideas.
Experiencing Literature. An Interview with the Poet. What an exciting day! A famous poet from North America was visiting Li Ming School. Li Ming was chosen to interview the poet because his English was so good. Here is the interview he had with the poet, Amy Nelson.
Hello, Miss Nelson. Welcome to our school. We are very honored to have you visit us. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all. What would you like to know?
You produced your first book of poems when you were only 7 years old. Why did you start writing poetry?
Because I was writing everything at that time. I started my first novel about then, too. The central character was an ant. Don't ask me why. I never finished that book, but I started writing comic books.
When did you start to read poetry seriously?
I really didn't read seriously, except for the poems we had to do in school. I didn't really enjoy reading poetry until I was in university.
Is that when you really started to write poetry?
No, I started when I was 16 in high school. It was all pretty bad, though. It all rhymed, but it didn't say anything deep.
Is it full of sadness?
Oh, yes, lots of sadness. Teenagers often write things that are quite dark. Poetry seems to be a good outlet for that sort of thing.
Yes, I know what you mean, especially the 19th century poetry.
Yes, I read a lot of the older works. But I got really excited when I discovered modern poetry. I loved it. I loved it because you could put garbage in your poetry.
Garbage? What kind of garbage?
Garbage, you know. Garbage blowing around in the streets. The kind that you have in garbage cans. So I put some of that in my early poems. And leaves. Decaying leaves. Not spring leaves.
So you like poetry to be realistic. And yet you are very distant in your poetry. Some people describe your poetry as being quite impersonal.
I'm not sure about that. My poems are also very personal. I suppose when people write poetry, they often write roles for themselves, which they then play in the poems. But what people recognize in the poems is not me, but themselves. When they write letters, they never say, "Gosh, that was an interesting description of your childhood." Instead, they say, "Gosh, that was my childhood." That's what we do when we read literature, poetry, or stories. We enter in, and in some way, The story is always about us.
Miss Nelson, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me today. I have certainly learned a lot about what it's like to be a poet.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me to your lovely school. I hope we will have the chance to meet again one day.
Humor. A lady once wrote a long story. She sent it to a famous editor. After a few weeks, the story was returned to her. The lady was angry. She wrote to the editor. Dear sir, yesterday you sent back a story of mine. How do you know the story is not good? You did not read it. Before I sent you the story, I pasted together pages 18, 19, and 20. This was a test to see whether you would read the story. When the story came back yesterday, the pages were still pasted together. Is this the way you read all stories that are sent to you? The editor wrote back, Dear Madam, at breakfast when I open an egg, I don't have to eat all the egg in order to discover that it is bad.
Section 2. Meaning through practice.
C. Build your listening skills.
Part 1. Listen to Jenny describing one of her favorite pieces of literature to Li Ming. In brackets, put a T for statements that are true and an F for those that are false.
Hey, Jenny. I need to find a really great piece of literature for a project we're doing in my English class. Do you have any suggestions?
Let's see. Oh, I've got one for you. How about The Cremation of Sam McGee?
What?
The Cremation of Sam McGee. It's about a man who goes way up north in search of gold. The only problem is he hates the cold.
Hey, that rhymed.
Ah, that's funny. So does The Cremation of Sam McGee. The whole thing is just one long poem.
Really? How long?
Well, long enough to fill a whole book, anyway. Although you have to keep in mind that the pages are not filled with words, like they are in a novel. There are lots of pictures and lots of empty space. It's still a really long poem, though.
Do you still have it?
Sorry, Li Ming, but I don't think so. I haven't seen it in years.
That's too bad.
Hey, why don't you try the library? I'm sure they would have it.
That's a great suggestion. Thanks, Jenny.
No problem, Li Ming.
Oh, just one more thing. What does cremation mean?
Cremation is the practice of burning a dead body before burying it in the ground. I know this may sound like something you don't want to read about, but trust me on this one. The Cremation of Sam McGee is very different from other cremations. Believe it or not, this poem has a happy ending.
Sounds good, Jenny. I'll give it a try.
Okay. Bye, Li Ming.
Bye.
Part 2. Listen to Li Ming's conversation with the librarian and answer the questions.
Hi. Can you help me find a book, please?
Certainly. Which book are you looking for?
It's called The Cremation of Sam McGee.
Oh, yes. Robert Service. I like him, too. The book is right over there on the shelf next to the newspaper stacks.
You mean that shelf over there?
That's right. It's in alphabetical order by the author's last name. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I also want to use the internet.
Do you have a library card?
No.
The computers for people without library cards are right there by the elevators.
Oh, I see them.
If you want a library card, they cost $10 and are good for 3 years.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Section 4. Reading for Love.
To a Daughter Leaving Home by Linda Paston. When I taught you at 8 to ride a bicycle, running along beside you as you wobbled away on 2 round wheels, my own mouth rounding in surprise, when you pulled ahead down the curved path of the park. I kept waiting for the sound of your crash as I ran to catch up, while you grew smaller, more breakable with distance, pumping, pumping for your life, screaming with laughter, the hair flowing behind you like a handkerchief waving goodbye. Teen Ink, trying your hand at creative writing. Here is a poem composed by a teenager like you. Can you try to do the same?
My father. From your patience, I learned to accept. From your encouragement, I learned to try. From your support, I learned to succeed. From your confidence, I learned to trust. From your caring, I learned to love. Thank you for giving my life its beginning and so much of its meaning. P. Finn. Quotable quotes. A poem begins as a lump in the throat, a sense of wrong, a homesickness, a love sickness. It finds the thought, and the thought finds the words. Robert Frost.
Reading for Moral Lessons. Fables of Aesop. 1. Honesty is the best policy. A man who was cutting wood on a riverside lost his axe in the water. There was no help for it, so he sat down on the bank and began to cry. Hermes appeared and asked what was the matter. Feeling sorry for the man, he dived into the river, brought up a gold axe, asked if that was the one he had lost. When the woodcutter said it was not, Hermes dived again and fetched up a silver one. The man said that was not his either. So he went down a third time and came up with the woodcutter's own axe. That's the right one, he said. And Hermes was so delighted with his honesty that he made him a present of the other two axes as well. When the woodcutter rejoined his mates and told them his experience, one of them thought he would bring off a similar coup. He went to the river, deliberately threw his axe into it, and then sat down and wept. Hermes appeared again, and on hearing the cause of his tears, he dived in, produced the gold axe as before, and asked if it was the one that had been lost. Yes, it is indeed, the man joyfully exclaimed. The god was so shocked at what he did that, far from giving him the gold axe, He did not even return his own to him.
2. One-way traffic. An old lion, who was too weak to hunt or fight for his food, decided that he must get it by his wits. He lay down in a cave, pretending to be ill, and whenever any animals came to visit him, he seized them and ate them. When many had disappeared in this way, a fox who had seen through the trick came and stood at a distance from the cave and asked how he was.
"Bad,"
the lion answered, and asked why he did not come in.
"Oh, I would have come in," said the fox, "but I saw a lot of tracks going in and none coming out."
Reading for Heart. The Many Hungers. There are many forms of hunger. There is the hunger for food, and there is the hunger for love, for purpose, for truth. There is the hunger for health, happiness, friendship, inner peace, and for the sense that we belong. The hunger that lives in the heart is part of the humanity that threads us all together. We are interdependent beings with a need both to give and to receive from each other. For what one of us is lacking, another has in abundance, whether that be a bowl of rice, a skill, a wisdom, a capacity for joy, a knowledge, or a courageous heart. Our urges and our gifts, our belongings and our offerings are all needed. We cannot live without them. When we share the gifts that we have been given, we free our life force from its cage of separation. If we were born with a song in our heart, then we must sing it. If there is a vision in our soul, then we must live it. When we express fully all that we have, we become a part of the flow of life. We can only be truly happy when we are participating deeply with life. We are not meant to sit on the sideline, passively watching others live. We are meant to be vehicles through which our spirits can flow outward to life. If we are haunted by the images of men, women, and children that we have seen starving for food, it is because they are a reflection of our own need. They are a reminder not only of that part of us that is hungry, but also of that part of us that needs to give in order to be whole.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.thingroom.com。